Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Time for hour two of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio, WFHR. Got your host, James, joined by Aaliyah.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Lee and I are going to have some fun. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We're also going to get into, is waiting good for the brain? Science says yes. We will get into that all coming up for you. But we're going to kick off the hour local, everybody, the way we like to. We got our good friends from Aspires Health Foundation over here. Anne-Marie Ott is with us, volunteer coordinator with Aspires. Anne, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for being here, Anne. We appreciate the time. So I wanted to get into Lights of Love with you, talk a little bit about this. One of our, I would say, one of our signature events in this community. It's been going on for quite some time. For people that may be new to the area or not familiar with Lights of Love, can you give them a bit of a description?
Sure. Lights of Love is an opportunity for us as a community to remember or honor loved ones that have either left us or that have been struggling through a health crisis. And they can purchase a light on the trees that we light on that evening, and they stay lit throughout the holiday season. So it's an opportunity for us to come together as community to honor those folks.
One of the things that I really appreciate about this event and events like this is, while we are a tight-knit community, more times than not, you will have strangers meeting strangers at these events or running into each other. And while they may not know each other, there is a look that you have or a feeling that you have when you see somebody who is also mourning. And there's just this this relationship that is immediately built, an understanding that is there. That can be so helping with the healing process.
It sure can. And last year was the first time I ever was in attendance at this event. And I was there because I was invited to be this year's coordinator. And I wanted to observe what, you know, we were having going on. Mm-hmm. And I had a person that came up to me and she said, "I'm not sure why I'm here." She goes, "I got a letter saying that a light was paid for my father who recently passed away. And I happened to know what that was about." So I explained to her, you know, that the Richey Funeral Homes, Feldner Richey Funeral Homes, pays for these lights for those that they've served throughout the previous year. So it's really beautiful. That's gesture awesome. Of community, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she then understood why she was there, and she really appreciated the fact that they were being remembered as a family, that they had this great loss just a few months prior.
Shout out to Richey Funeral Home as well. Yeah. Great people over there doing, and they do things like that. It's wonderful to hear that. It's also not shocking. They do things like that all the time in this community, have as long as I've lived in this area. And when it comes to, you know, doing something like this, I want to also, you know, let people know, while my family's done this when my Nana passed away, and it was very healing and helpful for us, we did this as well with relatives even years after they passed. You know, it may be a fresh, you know, somebody that just you just lost, or maybe it's somebody that you lost years ago, but you still want to honor them and remember them. There's no bad way to do this.
Correct. You know, the some families have long lists of people that they name person by person. Some families say, you know, deceased members of the such and such family. So it is something that there's no wrong way to do it. One of the things that I think is really beautiful about it is that to light a light, the bare minimum is $3, so everybody can participate. And then there's a tier of 25 and a tier of 100. But, you know, for somebody that may have, you know, limited means, they can still participate and still remember those that are, you know, dear to them, or honor somebody that's come through a health crisis.
You know, of all the stresses to deal with when you're mourning and everything, finances can be one of those things that can be taxing. $3 is affordable for most all of us, and I really do appreciate that out of them doing it this way. And really, as long as I can tell, this price doesn't really change. It's always been that, pretty much. That's very cool, noteworthy. A big shout out to not only Aspires, but the sponsors and the people that help keep those prices that way.
Correct. Yeah, it is really beautiful.
With the event, we were talking in our pregame a little bit and everything, and Ann helped me out with some of the details of the event. Now, we've kind of cut off, the registration has ended as far as buying a light for this year, but people can look into next year and stuff. We want to have them keep that in mind.
Yeah, they can buy the lights throughout the year. We have a cutoff only because we create, the list has grown so tremendously that it's about a 40-page document that lists all the people that are being remembered or honored for Lights of Love. So in order to create that document and get it ready to be made public, we have to cut it off somewhere. So if we get the monies now, between now and next November 1st, then it'll go on next year's list. Yeah. And we had a handful of those that made this year's list that came in after the deadline last year. So it happens. And it's...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this is how it went for us with my Nana, and we waited a year, and it still hit the heart. It still meant just as much to us, and it was a wonderful way, especially it being over there where she kind of spent her last days and everything was over at Aspira. So it really was fitting, and a lot more healing than I know that I or my papa would have thought it was at the time until we're actually there and experiencing it and everything. And granted, while there's a lot of us that are in those moments, have those feelings going on, even if you don't, this is a beautiful thing to be a part of. God bless each one of you that has not had any loss recently or anything like that. I hope everybody out there listening has none of that. But if you are in that realm, I think this event can still be just as beautiful and impactful to you.
The thing that I think is really beautiful about the event is we do bring in the community in a lot of different ways. We have the Grove School 3rd through 5th grade choir comes out and sings some holiday songs. Nice. As part of the festive atmosphere, we have the 6th graders of our Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School write essays for an essay contest, and the winners of that contest get to read their essays over the air, and it's all about giving in community.
I see that you're even going to have a live radio broadcast. Whiffer is going to be a whiffer. I don't know if I'm saying no. WFHR, that's us. We're going to be yes. we are humbled and always appreciative to be a part of this event. We have for many, many years. I've hosted. Melissa's done it. I believe Beth will be doing it this year. We're already making sure she'll be warm enough. We are passing around a collection plate for bigger jackets for her. But the heart is warm the whole time. This event. It really is. And this is a beautiful one. Let's get into the details of when the event is taking place and let people know how they can make plans and mark their calendar.
Excellent. The actual tree lighting ceremony will begin at 5:30 p.m. I know there are some pre-event interviews that will be broadcast, but then the actual ceremony will begin at 5:30. We will hear from the president of Aspiris. We'll hear from a local pastor. The essays will be read. The kids will sing some songs, and then we'll all count down together for the tree lighting. Oh, and Dr. Anna Olson, one of our oncology doctors, will give a message about community support.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good. These are, I'm so glad that you brought up the other parts with the kids and all these other things, because the lights part is certainly a big part of it, the headline, but there's so many other great parts of this event that are great to take in, good for the heart, especially this time of year. Whatever you and your family are feeling or experiencing right now, this is an event that I think could be so meaningful and impactful and really hit the heart. When it comes to the Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony, it takes place Wednesday, November 19th at 5:30 over at Aspiris, as Ann was just telling us. If people want to find out more information or anything about it, Ann, is there a good way to do that? Can they reach out to you?
Yes, they're welcome to reach out to me. My direct line at Aspiris is 715-421-7963. And I'd be happy to answer any questions about it.
Keep in mind, everyone is invited in person around the trees from your vehicle. You can pull up there and park and listen to the live broadcast. It'll be here on WFHR. Again, I believe Beth will be doing that. And we'll have more details for you as we get a little closer to the event. But really looking forward to this and really appreciate the time. And thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Say hi to the team over there for it, it says Aspiris, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Lee and I will be back with more show coming up right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Aaliyah and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good Wednesday out there, everybody. Big shout out to Anne-Marie for joining us from Aspire's Talk About Lights of Love. That was a lot of fun. Appreciate that, Anne. Thank you. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. And the big, I would say one of the bigger TV or streaming moments that has been building and building is the wrap-up of Stranger Things. It is right around the corner. And Stranger Things has killed off a lot of side characters, but the main cast is intact as we head into season 5. That almost wasn't the case, though. Two of the show's biggest characters almost didn't make it. Lee, are you a fan of the show?
I am. Which ones? I know one that you're going to say, but I'm curious who the other one is.
I felt from the very first episode that this one character was never meant to carry on.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you exactly why, but there was something about it.
Okay.
And so it's not shocking there, but the other one really threw me.
Okay.
So Jim Hopper is one of them. Remember at the end of at the end of season 3 when it appeared that he had died in an explosion, that stuff and everything. Well, the creators had seriously discussions about killing him off right there, and they were not going to bring him back.
I feel like they've almost sneakishly tried to kill him off every single season, though.
I thought after the first episode.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to survive the first episode. I was a little surprised to not only see him keep going, but his character kind of expand and become bigger and bigger. Luckily, they felt Hopper still had some growing to do, so they saved him, and David Harbour lived on, you know, and all that. The other one is Steve Harrington.
That's the one that I did know about.
Okay.
If
you can believe it, he was supposed to bite it way back in season 1.
Yeah.
But everybody fell in love with Joe Kearney, and so they kept him on.
I can't argue with that.
Obviously, the right call since Steve the Hare Harrington became one of the show's most popular characters.
He's so good.
I don't know if it really is. It's thought about by others or anything like that. But I, not only for people in real life, but just in stories and all that, I love arc. I love the arc of a character.
Oh, yeah.
We meet them here. They become this.
Yep.
And I what I love about it is when it's done right, when it's actually believable and all that.
Yep.
His is one of the better ones I've seen written.
Absolutely.
Where when you first meet him and all these things, you have this immediate, like, well, I knew that kid in high school.
Yeah.
I hated that kid in high school and all that. And because of not only the actor's talent and charisma and skill, but the writers getting this and working with that and being able to, like a good coach that can take that skill set and win with it. They're good writers, good directors can do that with a certain actor. And they really did that with this kid. They really did, to a point where he became one of people's favorite parts of the show. Even though the original concept, you write these scripts, and it's not just episode 1. You wrote out the whole first season.
Yeah.
And in that, he ain't in the whole first season. He's only in one episode.
Right.
So they got to go back and rewrite these things and work it in so it makes sense and all that. And they do it because of an actor. It's one of the dreams of every actor
to have.
Because it's not just, I'm getting more work and everything about this industry is getting, what's my paycheck? Where's my next paycheck coming from? But as an actor, especially a young actor, I can't imagine the confidence builder that is.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Pratt, famously from Parks and Rec.
I literally was thinking that exact same thing.
Had the same thing happen for him.
Yep. He was only supposed to be in one episode. I mean, honestly, that's how I feel I ended up here on the morning show. You met me when we were doing on Golden Pond, and one day you pulled me aside and you're like, hey, want to be on the radio? And I'm like, I've been discovered.
I don't think I told you this part. If I had to bet on that at the moment, I would have bet that you didn't want to. I didn't actually think you were going
to spend more time with you, James.
Called my bluff. Exactly. You called my bluff. No. I saw what everybody else did. I love this for these actors. I think that's really cool. It's also just a really interesting thing to think of when, the Duffer brothers working on this for years. They put a script together finally, rewrite after rewrite. They go in there and they're finally getting to do their dream. Because just as much as I talk about that with these actors, nobody loves Stranger Things more than the Duffer brothers. This is their baby. This is their creation.
Well, and they have really built like an absolute time capsule to the 1980s. So I remember when the first season came out, I worked with a whole bunch of people that were about 10 years my junior. So they did not grow up in the 80s like I did. And they were all talking about, this seems really accurate. And I turned around to the rest of these children and I was like, no, it's so accurate. You don't even understand. Down to the Pringles cans. Like,
This is one of the things that I think that more and more businesses, more and more companies are starting to pick up on,
yeah.
but they're doing it a little late, that these two mastered in this first episode.
They did it so well.
Not only starting with a Halloween episode, mm-hmm. but because of that, you have costumes that are throwbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And getting the actual costumes, not like modernizing and making new ones or anything, but the actual like old costumes from that time.
The ones that like the really hard masks that would cut off your breathing.
Yes.
Like I remember going as Casper the Ghost in like 1981 and I'm still suffering the trauma of that to this day.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Understandable. None of our lips are right. No. All of us have messed up lips because of those masks. Every one of us. It's really, they could write a masterclass on a pilot episode because that pilot episode of Stranger Things
hooked you.
Yeah. Even if it wasn't your kind of genre, if you were from that era, it pulled you right in. The nostalgia overload.
I watched the entire first season. Like, I started it at like 9 o'clock at night, stupidly. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I guess I should go to bed now. It's over. But I need more.
If I didn't do it with the whole season, I did it for at least like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah, I binged the first 3 or so. And I think it was like the first show I did that with. I don't remember binging a lot. I still don't binge a lot of stuff. But that one, I couldn't help it.
That one was just so captivating.
It is, we are in the holiday marathon right now. Mm-hmm. It is a stressful, busy time. And one of the things that we try to do on the show is give you a break from a lot of that, give you a little bit of lightness throughout the day, serious comedy to start your day. It's the line I've always gone on.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly giving you tips on how to get through the holidays. One of the things is, I think is a great one, is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And really being able to take a breath, take a moment, and turn down for what? Yes, what? Yay! Yeah, because that makes me relaxed. Have you ever meditated to Little John? So for those in our audience that don't know, late early aughts rapper?
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly where Little John's stretch was, but it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. His big thing in his songs, and some of that and everything. So not exactly the person that you would think of as a meditation teacher.
Absolutely not.
But now you can. Little John just released a collection of guided meditations that remix 6 of his biggest hits into soundscapes that can help you find your center.
That's absolutely wild.
Get Low, Lovers and Friends, Alive, Goodies, all these have been remixed. The album is called Remix Meditation, and John says, quote, "There was a time in my life where there was a lot of stuff going on, and meditation and saying affirmations helped me to get back to a positive mindset when I was drifting away from it. It helped me to really manifest what I wanted out of life. So it was important to share all of that stuff with people."
I mean, good on him, but I do not find his voice soothing.
No, not at all. But, you know, as similar to what we were talking about earlier with candy canes and everything, when you're trying to reinvent the wheel, when you're trying to come up with new ways of selling your music, or even maybe, you know, especially in the rap game, as you get older, some of this stuff doesn't hit the same.
No.
It's like we've all seen that guy that should stop turning his cap backwards. Like, stop. You're too old. You're not pulling it off anymore, man. We know you're bald. Stop it. You just turn the hat forward. You can wear a hat, just turn it forward. That's all.
Or find a more mature cap.
There's got to be a way around this.
Right.
Look, I still dress like a teenager, so I'm not like making fun of anybody here. I'm just as bad. I'm just as bad. But I can't write new music. Like, it's hard. I've heard Andre 3000 talk about this. I've heard a lot of rappers talk about how as you get older, and you know, other things come up and it's kind of like, well, it doesn't hit the same at mm-hmm. a certain age.
Yeah.
There's very few rappers that really can stay in the game that long. It's that kind of industry.
Yeah.
Now, you do get a kind of weird thing where after a little while, you can come back.
Right.
And your stuff's nostalgic and all that. But even that's not hitting the same as it did when you were in high school or when you were younger.
No.
There's not a lot of music genres like this. Electronic music, maybe a little bit, mm-hmm. but for the most part, not a lot. So if you're a hip hop artist, how do you stay relevant or how do you make new music, especially when you're a creative and you want to?
Yeah.
This is a very original idea.
I suppose so.
I didn't have this.
But it just makes me want to go, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all, which is not relaxing at all.
No.
I do want to hear these, though. I do want to hear at least one or two of them. And, you know, credit to him. Credit to him on not only wanting to people to help people, but just finding a different way of doing this. I mean, every rapper comes out with the greatest hits, remixes their old songs or whatever. Well, this is a little bit different,
and
at least.
You never know. I mean, good on him, because he's probably, hopefully, there'll be a subset of his fans that'll be like, you know what, I've never tried meditation, and maybe it'll do them some good. So no harm in it. It's just Lil Jon.
Lil Jon, of all the rappers. I will say there are a couple of rappers I could think of that might have been really good at this. Mm-hmm. Like Rakim has my favorite voice in hip hop history. It's mm-hmm. very low toned and very calm, but can hit moments, you know. It's yeah. a little bit almost monotone in some yeah. ways. I think you almost need that. Like Eminem would not be good at this. Like there's certain rappers that would never be good at meditation, but yeah. There are some that I actually think, you know what, they got a kind of a Nas has got a really like kind of a low key okay. voice and everything. I could kind of see it.
All right.
Lorena Hill, maybe.
Compile a list and I'll consider
it. I'll have to take a look. You let me know. You get back. You give me a note.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill for sure. I could definitely see that. Yeah, she's amazing.
Just a couple of other things wanted to mention before we wrap up the entertainment segment here. Our great friends at Family Natural Foods are going to be joining us a little bit later today for the Rapid Support. Looking forward to hanging out with them, talk with Stephen and Katrina. They have a panel discussion and health talk coming up Tuesday, November 18th. Next Tuesday, mark your calendars, 5:15 over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue. Come with questions for Family Natural Foods. They'll have an expert panel and they will share their perspectives on multiple topics. It is a really cool idea and a really kind of just a smorgasbord, a gumbo of questions and different things that they can cover and help with, especially if you're, say you want to ask, you have a question, but you haven't necessarily felt comfortable asking over the phone, but you would rather do it in person or something. Here's a great opportunity for that.
That's awesome.
Not only Kat and Steven, but the whole team that they got over there, nothing but a wealth of information and looking to give it to you, looking to help you stay healthy during these winter months and everything. That panel discussion and health talk will take place Tuesday, November 18th, 5:15 at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. You find their Facebook page, let RSVP know that you're coming. And we are collecting recipes for our WFHR cookbook. You head on over to WFHR.com right now. Sign up for that newsletter. Got a new edition coming up for you in just a few. In just a couple days here and everything. I will have that for you. And while you're there, submit that recipe. Mm-hmm. We are looking to collect all the recipes we can. This is one of our ways of celebrating WFHR's 85th anniversary. And it's a love letter to our community.
Yeah.
It's our way of saying thanks. If your recipe is submitted, you'll get a free edition of the cookbook. It's a really fun way of doing this. Have you entered a recipe yet?
I have.
I thought
and
so.
I've got another one in mind, but also a really great opportunity to share your Thanksgiving recipes.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any crazy Jell-O recipes that are rattling around in your
good
brain?
One.
Any ethnic foods? I mean, you don't get a lot of it. That's what I did because my family, my dad was from Pakistan, so I threw in one of our curry recipes. I am going to go back and throw in a sandwich recipe that my mom made, just invented out of the blue when yes. I was a child. So I'm going to submit that. And then, just some good old home cooking. Get it in there.
I think that I love what you said about the ethnic foods. Mm-hmm. I love being able to put some representation in there.
Yeah, let's get some Italian. Are there any long recipes out there that we can include? Like we've got a more vibrant community than I think people think. And so let's display our good old, you know, traditional Wisconsin dishes. A lot of German food out there, I know. A lot of great Mexican restaurants in town. Hey, get all of your cooks to go on our website and throw those recipes up there.
I know my Italian grandmother loved Polish food and made us a lot of great Polish food over the years. Mm-hmm. I know we've got a lot of that out there. We want those recipes because we want this to be a representation of our area. Yep. And as Aaliyah well said, our area has got a lot of this to it.
Mm-hmm.
So head on over to WFHR.com, submit that recipe, be a part of the cookbook. We are going to be having our cutoff for this is this Friday. So please get that recipe in by this Friday, everybody.
Tell your friends.
Yes. And keep in mind, if you can't get the recipe submitted online, stop on by here or call us up. We'll figure out a way to get that recipe into the cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
WFHR.com. Head on over there. Sign up for that newsletter. Big shout out to Melissa Kay and all the people working so hard on that newsletter. We appreciate you. Speaking of Mel, we got our news coming up right here. We'll also have sports, entertainment, our partners. And when Aaliyah and I get back, waiting. Science says waiting is good for the brain. You will wait for that discussion and the details of that. It's coming up But it'll be good for you. It'll be good for you. It's okay. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Aaliyah and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hello.
The waiting is the hardest part. Tom Petty tried to teach us this. I had to do it.
I'm just ignoring you right now.
That's the best, healthiest thing you could do. Keep that in your pocket.
Totally in my pocket.
Not the last time you're going to need to use that. If you polled 100 people and asked them the question, do you enjoy waiting? How many people do you actually think would say yes? Maybe a couple?
I don't know.
Not many.
I would not be on the list of people that said, yes, I enjoy it.
Call up if you do. 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. Thanks so much to everybody downloading the app. Because I'm curious now that we're actually talking about it, because I don't know if that you might get 100% of the vote. Nobody likes to wait.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever said anything on the air that would get 100% of the vote. That might be the one. But a new study just came out that says waiting is really good for you.
I don't believe it.
No, nobody wants to. So try to remember that the next time you are losing your mind waiting in line. Here are the reasons why. Being okay with waiting improves your self-control. Waiting is an exercise in patience, so being able to regulate your emotions and not get annoyed will only help you in the long run. And you talk about something that you can pick up and put in almost everything in life, whether it's business, it's your personal life, it's work, whatever it might be, that what I just said there can be benefited, can be applied to it.
But that's so vague. How is this going to help me in the long run?
Yeah.
How?
It's one of those things where this is one of those things where the science necessarily can't give you the numbers. They can't really back up. It's a feel, I think.
I mean, I guess if you look at it sociologically, at like how we've been conditioned as a society with the advance of technology over the last several decades, we're so used to like, you know, there's a comedian out there. I think his name is Ronnie Cheng, that in one of his stand-ups, he's like, I want Amazon now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm going to buy a snack. I want it in my mouth right now. I don't even want to wait. And like, I get that. And that's something that my family, we joke about that all the time at home. But yeah, I can understand like that waiting piece, just maybe to ground you. Maybe that's what Lil Jon's all on yes, about right yes, now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess, you know, you shouldn't get what you want right away all the time. But also, if I am in a line at a grocery store or a pharmacy or something, I don't want to wait. I just want my stuff and to get home to my family.
It's all we want. It's all any of us want. Yeah, it's a very relatable there. I will say this, though. Think about, like, our generation. We can be impatient. We can be a little bit, give it to us now. We are the, minute microwave generation and stuff. The beginnings of microwave meals and stuff of that and everything. We're also the generation that had to wait 3 minutes for our TV shows to come back on and some of those things.
Yeah.
So we at least come into this with this modern world, the times we're in right now and everything, with some idea of having what it is to wait for things. Think about the younger generation. Well, like, and how are they going to be about patience? How are they going to be about waiting?
That will be interesting.
Because, I don't know how else to word this and everything. We better learn to teach them it, because they're going to need it. Like, there's going to be times in life they're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
No matter what we're talking about, there's something in life, a doctor's appointment or, getting their car fixed.
Or a new video game coming out and they have to wait for the release. So, you know, they're getting it in different ways. But I do often feel like if my kids are like, but I want it now. And I'm like, well, you have to wait like I did when I was a kid. Then I just feel like an old fuddy-duddy. And
Yeah.
I'm not yet. But, almost.
I will say, I think that right away, one of the things that stands out to me, I can't think of many things in life I didn't have to wait for.
Mm-hmm.
And they always were better. Like, the gift was better. The food tasted better. The moment was better. Waiting really leads to that. I couldn't say that if I got it instantly, I would feel the same, just speaking for myself.
Okay.
Waiting before, number two on this list, waiting before you respond to an email or make a purchase can be a lifesaver. People tend to read impulsively. This intentional pause before you make a big decision could be the difference. Think before you hit send. Yeah. This is something that Herm Edwards, old football coach, said a long time ago that I apply to just about everything in modern times.
Yeah.
Email, text, whatever it is. You're in the moment. You're angry. You're frustrated. I literally just went through this, everybody. And what I did, I pulled up a draft and I typed out what I was feeling. But guess what I didn't do? I didn't put a send. I didn't put anybody in the sending thing. I didn't put in any email
That's
in
clever.
There, any address in there, so I didn't accidentally send this email out or anything like that. But I got it out of my system. I vented to our staff. I feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to everybody, but it can do so much
you
good.
You tire into you.
I really am. I'm a dictator around here. It's important everybody finally knows. That pause, that pause that you give yourself can be a game changer.
Yeah.
It can keep you from not only maybe embarrassing yourself, but possibly like burning a bridge.
Well, and I feel like that sometimes comes with maturity. I don't think that like 20 years ago me would have been able to pause on hitting send. I would have been like, I have angry feelings and they must be known now.
Right.
But in a similar situation now, I would probably sit there and be like, what are the ramifications of what's going to happen to me? And do I really want to deal with the stress?
I'm Italian. We are emotional beings. Our emotions are not just on our sleeve. They're on both sleeves and the sleeves are cut off, you know, and so they're falling all over the place. We do everything big. We cannot help ourselves. And for individuals like that, it's human nature to just immediately, well, I'm angry about this.
Yes.
I'm going to make darn sure people know about it. it can go so much farther to have that patience. And I also think that there's something really healing about that, too.
Yeah.
When you have a breath and you think about it and you're like, all right, I don't know what I was so angry about. That actually isn't that big of a deal. Like, everything's okay. Everything's fine. You are entitled to your feelings. You are entitled to your emotions. And people have a right to feel angry and things.
Yeah,
there's plenty
absolutely.
Of that. But so much of this, like we were talking about before with the Thanksgiving meals, you don't like the mashed potatoes. What good does it really do to tell the host you don't like the mashed potatoes? They don't feel better. They're not going to, I mean, that's not going to make them go in the kitchen and make brand new ones.
Well, you're not getting invited back to next Thanksgiving either.
No, it's about you. How often, think about that, like when you're angry about things, when you're frustrated about things, are you making it all about you? Or is it actually, do you really have a leg to stand on here? Is this something worth legitimately getting frustrated about? Or is it, hey, you were inconvenienced, but you're okay. No blood, no foul. You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Having that perspective.
Yeah.
I keep saying this, perspective can be the best friend you have the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
By having that. Let's take a call. Good afternoon. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, waiting actually can be good for you. I mean, I'm 81 years old, and I'm waiting around for a little while allows me to slow down my heart for a little while. And I also love watching other people blow their mind because they can't stand waiting.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
It's for the entertainment value.
Great note.
Clever.
Yes, for people watching. Yes, when you're standing in line, people watching is one of the things that helps pass the time.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, good line. Good point, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good morning. Thank you for the call. That is good.
He goes home and he's got a good story to tell the rest of the family. Like,
yeah.
Did you see that psychopath losing their mind?
Well, and let's be honest, you feel better about you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I know I'm crazy and weird, but I ain't that crazy and weird.
Right.
Like, a little bit of that column A, a little column B. And finally, waiting can also be fun if you savor it. How many times has the excitement and countdown for your trip been better than the trip itself? The journey, not the destination. If you turn waiting into a game, it can be fun. Your road trip. Is the definition of this.
Yeah.
Road trips are one of the more fun, cool things you can do with family, with friends and all that. At least I think it is.
Yeah.
And it's very seldom. Sure, you want to get to the Grand Canyon. You're looking forward to seeing the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
But how many stories do you have from the Grand Canyon and how many stories do you have from the road trip?
That's true.
You know, in so much of that road trip, you can be like you and I, Aaliyah, and planning all these things and all that. And
yep.
There's still so much that's just going to happen.
Right.
And that's where the fun and the stories come and everything. So I think that's a really good example of that. Huh?
Okay.
So instead of seeing waiting as an inconvenience, try to reframe it in your mind. Think of it as an opportunity to reflect or give your brain the gift of zoning out. Free from judgment. That last part, I think, is really key to this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you got to want to do. I learned this growing up in an addicted family and some of those things, that nothing happens until you want it to.
Right.
But if you want to rewire your brain, you can. Mm-hmm. I am the definition of this. Anybody that knows me for longer than 20 years or whatever would never imagine that I would have turned out like this. But I worked.
You're much, much worse than they thought you were.
I'm much worse. Much worse. But I worked on it. I worked on rewiring that brain. I worked on seeing the world differently. Mm-hmm. And instead of seeing the negative in things, seeing the positive in things, yeah, having perspective with life. And not only is my life better for it and the people around me are better for it, but yeah, I don't even recognize old me.
Right.
I don't even know what that was like anymore.
Right.
Once I got to this certain part, there's no going back. Mm-hmm. That is one of those. It also is one of those things that can be really comforting. Mm-hmm. Like it's a little bit like when the reflexes the doctor does when he hits your knee and it just goes. Mm-hmm. You're not really making your knee go, it just goes.
You're right.
That's the way my brain works now. It just does this. Yeah. I just cannot help but look for the silver linings in everything in life.
What?
And it goes...
It's not a bad thing to do.
It goes a lot farther. I would say this. I am enjoying life more.
Well, and it helps you in those moments when you actually are faced with something that is really traumatic or really a big deal. If you can take that step back and say, you know what? I've lived through every single day I've lived so far, and I'm still alive, and I'm still here kicking it. And, how can I put a spin on this so that I can move forward and grow from whatever's happening right now?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to waiting, we wait for Culver's. We wait for Culver's with no complaint.
That's nope. The only instance where I will wait willingly.
You're waiting because you know it's good.
It's always going to be good.
You never get a bad meal from Culver's. You'll wait for that. I think you can take that as an example and how much waiting can be. And again, keeping in mind also, you're going to have to wait one way or the other.
Right.
Why not try to make it somewhat enjoyable, mm-hmm, and somewhat okay instead of just sitting there and standing in line or waiting in the break room or wherever it is and just being, grumpy and all that. Like, it's going to happen one way or the other.
Yeah.
You choose if you want it to be enjoyable or you want to be a grump.
I will say, though, like when you are sitting at the Culver's drive-thru waiting for your bag, that is the only time where even if you don't get your bag next, you're still feeling joy because you're like, the next bag's going to,
yes,
be mine. That fish is in there.
when you're one car away and that car ahead of you, all they get like is a soda.
Yeah.
It's just like one little quick item. That's a great feeling. Like, oh,
I've won.
You barely have to hit the brake. You're like, oh, I'm moving up already. Like, oh, it's such a great feeling. You feel like you won the lottery on that. Yeah, yeah. Like, I paid for this food, but you still feel like you won something.
Pretty sure I know where I'm going for lunch today now.
You would be bold. Yeah, yeah. We will take a quick time out, come back and wrap up the show. Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Locally grown radio. James and Aaliyah hanging out with you.
Hello.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good one out there. Wrap up the show. Take it to the top of the hour. Nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day. Be sure to stick around for it, everybody. Great stuff going on throughout the day. We'll be back at this tomorrow with a bunch of great stuff lined up for you. And yes, Terry is going to sit in with us tomorrow. CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. I got a bunch of heavy questions for her. Not really, but we are going to catch up and talk about some great things going on that the United Way is up to. We will also be talking with our great friends from Family Natural Foods. That is our guest for the Rapids Report today. Stephen and Katrina Hinton are going to be with us. Our friends, family, really. They'll be here talking about some of the great stuff that they have going on. Earlier, Lee and I were talking about the event, the panel discussion that they will have, mm-hmm, Tuesday the 18th over at their stomping grounds, and some other great stuff that they have going on. Looking forward to that interview. Be sure to catch it at WFHR.com, where we got all of our Rapids Report episodes. Also, while you're there, sign up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for the newsletter. Come on, do it. And while you're there, get that recipe to us. Do it, do it. Get us a recipe. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Yes.
What?
Get us there. This is a new character. This is a new character I need from you. I need you to keep working on
I'll pepper it all, you know, every time I can.
Fantastic. looking forward to that. Also looking forward to a little bit later today, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. That'll be on WFHR here at 6:05, which will also lead into the Luke Fickell Show at 7:05. Both great opportunities to find out more about your Badger hockey team, your Badger football team. Really interested in the Luke Fickell Show this week, coming off of his biggest win in Wisconsin. I'm sure that's going to be good. We will talk about it on Playmakers from 4 to 5 today on 105.5 WYRI. We will speak sport. Michael Comer and I will be over there. We want waiting for your calls, your sports takes and feelings. Call us from 4 to 5 with those. And a big shout out to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that segment. We appreciate them. Some other great things going on in our community that we wanted to talk about. Aaliyah, you've got one of them right there that's going on in McMillan.
Yes, McMillan Concert Series. We've got Brian Drow. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He's going to be performing tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the Fine Arts Center. That's tomorrow, Thursday, November 13th. He is best described as a pop folk artist with a large dose of blues, rock, and country influences. That is a free performance, so get yourself over to McMillan and enjoy.
Have some fun, everybody. Enjoy that one. And we got a big play coming up. We're excited about.
We do. Very excited about this because this is directed by one of my former co-stars, Ryan Husted. We've got Sister Act going on at Assumption High School. They're starting off a weekend of performances tomorrow. So Thursday, November 13th, they are kicking off their opening night. 5:30 is, I believe, when the show starts. And then at 7 p.m., they're doing a gala dinner. If I have that incorrectly, I apologize. Then they have also got performances on Friday, November 14th at 7 p.m. Saturday, they have got a matinee at 1 p.m. Saturday the 15th. And then they also have their closing performance at 7 p.m. that night. Dinner show tickets are $60. Regular adult tickets are $15. And student tickets are $10. You can find that at AssumptionCatholicSchools.org under Theatricals. Or you can go to their Facebook page, Assumption Theatricals. Or you can call their office at 715-422-0910. Lots of ways to get those tickets. Let us show our support of Assumption and all of the great kids and Ryan, who has brought this program back to Assumption.
Yeah, I know how excited they are for this. Yeah. We had them in a little bit earlier in the week, and great kids, great people. That's going to be a fun show. Make plans to take that in, everybody. There is no such thing as a bad high school performance.
Nope.
They are all amazing. Some of the best theater you'll ever see is in high school productions.
Well, and I'll say I watched Beetlejuice Jr. this past weekend. My daughter was in the ensemble, and I know a lot of the kids that were in the cast, and they were phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I cannot say it anymore. Wisconsin Rapids has just the greatest theater programs, both in the high schools, the middle schools, the PAC, and of course my home base, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I'm a little bit biased there, but go out and support the arts here locally because we've got some talent.
There's so many great shows in our area. Take them all in if you can, everybody. And take this in. It's a Wednesday. We know what that means. Bingo! Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Join our good friends over at 430 West Jackson Street tonight. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Every Wednesday I drive past this thing. It is jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
Get there at 5 if you can. Get yourself a card and get set up and everything. And good luck to everybody playing tonight. Shout out to our friends at the Elks Lodge hosting this and doing a great job with it. Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Bingo tonight at 6:30 over at 430 West Jackson Street. And our good friends from the South Oconee YMCA were in the other day. They're talking about some cool stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Murphy's is having a fundraiser. Grab a bite and give back. This is going on today. 20% of your total orders purchased will be donated to the South Oconee YMCA gymnastics team fundraiser.
Oh, lovely.
I am a big, big, big fan of gymnastics. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's one of the best things kids can get involved in. Tell me what kid isn't better being more flexible. Like, it's awesome. And it's such a great sport.
Yes.
And here's an opportunity for us to really put into this group, help them out, and I would say take a little pride in what they accomplish and what they do, because you put into it, everybody, just by getting some good food.
Yeah.
So you need to, you know, if you're especially if you don't know what you were going to make tonight, but even if you, all right, we are making meatloaf tonight, we'll make it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Make it tomorrow night, and you got tomorrow night covered.
Yep.
And as far as dinner tonight, you're covered. Head on over to Papa Murphy's, get some good pizza, and it never tasted better than when you're giving back to your community.
Right. Supporting a good cause and supporting a good dinner.
Along with that, the Y is also going to have another fundraising opportunity at Arby's. You can take part in this Sunday from 5 to 8, our local Wisconsin Rapids Arby's. 10% of your order will be donated to the Southland County YMCA Gymnastics Team.
Awesome.
So another opportunity there to be able to be a part of things and help them out. And keep in mind, the Y is going to be doing this until the 15th, the gift of warmth. Share the warmth this season. Bring your new or gently used winter gear over there, and they will make sure that it gets into hands of people that could really use it in Wonderful. The Southwell County area. Winter coats, pajamas, hats, gloves, scarves, anything that you got that's extra that maybe can be helpful to another family. Mm-hmm. All sizes are welcome. Come one, come all, and drop it off over at the South County YMCA. Big Excellent. Thank you to them for doing that.
Yeah.
Great show today, Leah.
Thank you.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.